the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
So I am such a world traveler, but I have never been to Finland, okay, in Helsinki. Brains, I hear that Helsinki, that's where they always hold a very high-profile political summit, and all of the world leaders meet there. I hear that the economy there is absolutely amazing, and that people are very happy. And I'm so glad that you are happy and healthy, and you are here with us in the United States now. On the Edge with April Mahoney. Brains, we have a guest all the way from Helsinki, Finland. Okay, now I'm telling you, I go all over the world to bring you the brightest and the best. Her name is Carola Sand. Let me tell you a little bit about her. She is an evidence-based life force energy healer. She is a natural-born healer with a gift to harness and transmit life force in nature to transform both living organisms and non-living matter anywhere in the world. Her abilities have been scientifically tested, measured, validated, and published in leading international peer-reviewed scientific journals, suggesting benefits in overall health, well-being, and improved quality of life. Carola is on a mission to make life better for all of us. Now, we're talking about some heavy lifting here, okay? We are not doing this for shit and giggles, Brains. This is some serious stuff, and it is tried and true and tested. So a lot of people out there that, you know, have a lot of credentials behind their name, have a lot of testimonials from other people, but this has been scientifically tested. So I want to find out what this is, this Trivedi effect. I've had a couple other guests that have been on and some future to come, but this is an impasse, Brains. This is something that is going to take us until 5G, okay? And I'm ready. So welcome our guest today, Carola Sand. Hi, how are you?
Hi, thank you.
And welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely, and welcome. I am so honored to have you come all the way from Finland. So let's start with that. Finland, you were born and raised there, correct?
That's right, yes.
Tell us a little bit about your upbringing in that country.
I'm coming from a small fisherman village close by the sea, and it lives about 200 people there. So I'm very brought up very close to the nature. And I've been eating a lot of fish.
Ooh, I bet it's good and fresh. Yeah. So what is the, the economy is really good. What do most people do? Is it, you said you were born in a fisherman's village. Is that pretty much what people do? You know, is...
Not nowadays, no. No, it's not much nowadays, no. So what do we do? We have a lot of IT going on. That's really high here. We have a lot of forests. Forest is our main, our green gold, we call it.
Thank you. Somebody's going to take care of the planet. I'm going to have to move to Finland. Also, you know, is education, I hear, is top-notch, and also medical science and research. A lot of people that are having challenges and can afford it go to countries like Finland because you are more liberal, you are more open to alternative ways of medicine and healing. Is that correct?
That's true. Yeah, that's correct.
And so one of those modalities that you have found has been the Trivedi effect and what your work is. Tell us a little bit about your work and how you found this modality.
I've been, since I was a little kid, you know, I knew there was a higher consciousness, and I felt that I knew things that people around me didn't talk about. So I didn't talk about it. Mm. As I grew up, I wanted to know more about what's going on. I didn't have words for it. I was searching all my life, a big searcher. I've been traveling around the world a lot, searching for my purpose, meeting a lot of spiritual leaders, and tried a lot of different healing spiritual modalities, and it helped me a lot. But as I grew, I felt like there's still something missing. There must be something more to life. And I think many of us have this feeling that we feel good, but it doesn't last for a long time. And then you feel this emptiness inside. There's something missing. Even if you have success, but you don't really enjoy your success. It's not real happiness that's going on with you. So something is missing. And this was my feeling all the time. And I suddenly, my search after trying a lot of things and not being satisfied, then I found this Mr. Trivedi, Guru Mahendra Trivedi, online. I used to say that he popped out from my computer because I read a lot of things there. And then one night I was sitting there and there was a lot of interviews I was going through, and then suddenly he was there and I was, wow, what is this? And I listened to the interview, and this was not a normal guru that I've been listening to before. When I looked about him on his website and all this, he had this science behind him. And I never heard that this kind of spiritual gurus has science behind. So this was really something that I had to get this, to try this energy, this life force energy.
Okay, so now what is a guru? Okay, because guru, you know, we have priests, and we have monks, and we have nuns. But what is a guru? Because people are scared of that word.
I know. I don't use it so much because you're writing that way. It's a spiritual leader.
Okay.
That's how I see it.
Spiritual leader. Okay, so that's great. So this is also a religious modality, a religious principle, a religious doctrine.
No. This Guruji Mahendra Trivedi, he says that we have to follow our inner guidance system. That's the way we have to see the world, not to listen to anyone else. Just follow our inner guidance system.
Okay, and so how do you tap into that inner guidance system? Because sometimes it fires off the wrong signal.
Yeah. By getting this energy, you can get connection to your inner guidance system. And this helps you a lot, this energy, to get contact with your source, with the divine, with this universal energy. And in this way, you can have your spirit as a leader.
So how do we begin, again, how do we begin to tap in? Is it through meditation? Is it through counseling? How do we begin to tap into it if we want to experience this type of energy?
You just have to get in contact with me or Guruji Mahendra Trivedi himself, and to get this this energy, because I channel this energy, and then when you get this energy, it opens up everything for you, because you get your connection to your source.
Okay, and so do you lead group sessions with this? Do you work one-on-one with individuals? How do you find people that are willing to explore this type of learning and this kind of spiritual discipline?
Yeah, I work with one-on-one, and also with groups, and then I have these individuals, and it's the best way to get this energy is actually when you sleep. So it's very easy.
Okay. So when you sleep, is it like a form of a...
And you receive this energy when you sleep. And I don't need to know when you sleep because this energy is intelligent. It knows exactly where you live, where you when you sleep, and when you get your energy. So I can.
Do you go into like a form of meditation before you go to sleep? I mean, you don't just plunk out and then wow, you receive this energy. How do you prepare yourself for this?
No, I don't do meditation because this energy is meditating for me.
Wow.
So in that way, it's really good. Yeah.
So what has it done for you? How has it changed your life? And, you know, people talk about the Trivedi effect, but what has it actually, a tangible takeaway that it has done that has really, you know, catapulted you to where you are now?
Yeah, it's hard to explain because before I knew Guruji Mahendra Trivedi and got this energy, I didn't know that a human being can feel this good. You know, it's because it's an inner calmness, inner peace, inner joy and happiness, and my mind is clear. There's no mind chatter going on, and I have good sleep, very deep sleep. I don't need as much sleep as before, and when I wake up, I'm clear. My brain is clear. Mm. Before I used to wake up in the afternoon, I had brain fog all the time, so we just were going on half pilot.
Oh, I know, because sleep is so important to, you know, to repairing and renewing the body as we sleep. So now you've gotten this aha moment, you've gotten this awakening, and so now you have made this a part of your life mission. When you are working with other individuals, how do you encourage them to stay focused and to, you know, continue the practice with this? Because people fall off all the time. You know, they're not consistent. I attest to it. You know, I don't, there's certain things that I need to be more consistent in, and I have that mind chatter. But again, that's the conversation I have to keep having. What kind of programming, you know, do you help inject in people or that they develop themselves to keep them consistent?
Yeah, it's just to be there and to encourage them to go on, because this is a transformation. It's not an event. So you just have to keep going. And in the way when you raise your consciousness on your path of transformation, a lot of things happens. And sometimes you get this healing, how do you say it? That you feel bad because the transformation is going on. So you have to go through also bad times.
Right.
To be prepared for this. Yes.
Yeah, you do. And so is it a little scary? I mean, because it's something totally new. I had one guest that is going to come on, and she said that she has went through Christianity, Buddhism, she even with Judaism, and she really found satisfaction and clarity in the Trivedi effect.
Yes, it's like that.
So how long has this been in existence? I mean, is this relatively new? Is, you know, where was it established?
Guruji Mahendra Trivedi got this gift in 1995. So it's been on for a while, yeah.
And so he got a direct download from the divine?
Yes, yes. You can say like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest way. You know, I get downloads all the time. So essentially he was called to do this work with life force energy and educate people? Because again, like I said, we're talking 5G. Can you tell us a little bit about how this is going to help us moving forward in the world? What is the goal? What is the purpose?
The purpose is to raise our consciousness, because when we raise our consciousness, we look at the world in a different way. So we are able to be caring, loving, truthful, loyal, all these good things that we know that we need to be, but it's very hard for us.
Right. And again, like I said, everybody's not going to be on that plane. What kind of person needs to be open to this? I mean, is this a doctrine or a practice that anyone can incorporate, or do you have to kind of be a person that is an intellect, into metaphysics, into energy work, into healing. You know, you have to have some sort of awareness of what this actually is. I don't think just a person that's just, you know, a Christian off the street could just walk into this and just find the serenity that you, you know, that you proclaim. What kind of person is looking for this and can really receive this?
I really believe that there is anyone can, if you really want to change your life, because you have to want to change your life. If you just want to go on like that's always been, then it's maybe not for you.
Right, right.
Because this is really going to change your life.
So when you say change your life, a lot of people want to change their life in so many ways, financially, spiritually, you know, their health, their relationships. So you find that the Trivedi effect helps in every aspect of your life?
Yes, that's true. That's true.
Okay. All right. Are there a lot of people there in Finland that actually relate and can connect with this? Or are you very special?
It's very the Trivedi effect is very new here in Finland, in Scandinavia, in Europe. Yeah, so it's I'm on this mission now that we need to get this out to more people here,
right,
this side of the world. Yeah.
And so, how do you do that? How do you get the message out? Again, do you said you work one on one, but I know you have an online presence, and you know, do you? And again, I'm speaking from the perspective of what I know because I'm learning about this. But do you have a temple, or do you have a meeting space and you come together in prayer or discipline? How do you connect? How do you educate and teach people what the Trivedi effect is?
I do it by phone. And I also have some meetings around in different places where we can meet and talk about this. I can tell about this and give some energy transmissions so you can try it. So in this way, it's spreading. And then you can contact me.
Okay, and then when you say, you know, that they can try it, so yeah. We're there and we're in a meeting space. I mean, you know, I'll just tell from my experience at church, you know, we get there and the pastor lays hands on you and prays over you and you get the Holy Ghost and shout. How do you transfer this energy into someone like me that walks into your meeting space?
Okay, so when I'm sitting in front of you, you just sit in a chair, and you sit with your spine straight, and you take off your socks and shoes.
Mm. So you're grounded.
You sit there, close your eyes, and I tell you to make a prayer to the God of your understanding, whatever you want for the best for you. Mm-hmm. And I just start to do the energy transmission.
So it's a form of it's a form of channeling.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay, all right. And so again, brains, you got to be ready for it, because when you're channeling, you just really kind of have to open yourself up to the universe and be able to receive it. You've got to be careful because, you know, you're open. You're an open vessel. All things can be in there. So how do you clear yourself, Carola? How do you make sure that you are a clear channel when you're transmitting this energy into other people?
Yeah, I just connect myself to this energy. Mm. Yeah, that's how I can explain it. It's no technique. It's a gift.
Okay.
So it's hard to explain what I do. I don't do anything.
Right.
It's a gift because it's no technique. Like most of the other spiritual modalities are techniques.
So, okay. Did this evolve, or I mean, was this something that was always inside of you, maybe trapped inside of you that you didn't know that you had? And then, you know, once you found the Trivedi effect, it actually unlocked that door and released it. And so that was your connection. That was your missing link.
That's true. Yeah, that's true.
Wow, that's incredible. And you've been doing this for how long now?
2011.
Wow. So, 2011, yes. Yeah, so 9 years. Yes. And what are some of the real great things that you have seen happen to people that have made this transformation?
Yeah. You know, we live in this stressful life, world, a world full of changing, so we are very stressed and we have a lot of fear from the future. Anxiety, maybe also depression, burnouts, and all this. So in this is what I'm working a lot with, this kind of people. And so we get to, you know, get to know how to handle your stress and you get this inside calmness. You sleep good. You have so when you sleep good, you can handle your stress. That's going to help a lot.
Who do you find is the most receptive to this type of modality? Men, women? Is it equal?
I don't really know, so I will not say. But I think if you want to change, you will be receptive.
Do you think this is something that you can teach children?
I don't really teach them. I just, because children are very, very receptive. So I just channel the energy for children. And it really is a big change. I work a lot with children with special needs, ADHD, and things like this.
Yeah. Wow.
And I also work with pets. So
I was going to ask you that too. I didn't know if you did pets, but everybody's working with pets. But you know, pets are smarter than humans.
Yeah, they're very receptive, so it's really good. Yeah.
Does it work for, now you say sleep and you say stress and all that. So what if a person is ailing, you know, if they have some sort of sickness? Again, if you have any sort of sickness, we want you to stick with what you're normally doing. But to add to that cocktail, is there something that changes the metabolical or metaphysical structure inside of your DNA that helps you heal with this type of modality? You know, like Reiki, you know, or tapping or neuro-linguistic programming. It really changes something physically within you. Does this work also with the Trivedi effect?
Yeah, you can say like that. This goes deep to your root cause. So whatever, maybe you're stressed, you have anxiety, fear from the future. So this energy goes to the root cause. What's the root cause of this problem? And it starts from there. So it might not be exactly what you want, but it's right. Getting there on the way. You can heal from a lot of things.
Yeah, because a lot of people say
your root cause, the thing that you need right now. So you just have to trust that whatever happens is what you need right now. Your transformation has to start from a point, but what's best for you now, and then it goes on like from that.
I know, because I've had people that talk about, you know, the root cause of disease is not necessarily the disease, but it is the trauma and the post-traumatic stress that was inducted and indoctrinated in you from the onset, and that has manifested and turned into a disease.
Yeah, that's how right? It is.
So again, working
your trauma and heals your trauma, and then everything is happening from there. Yeah.
Wow, this is great. This is great. So tell my brains how to get in contact with you if they want to work with you, Carola. I think that this has really been fascinating. I'm excited to learn more. I'm going to go in and watch one of the videos and see if I get, you know, turned on and get a download from the Trivedi effect. How can we find more information about you?
Yeah, you can go to my website, carolasand.com, and there is all the information, there is all the science, and there is all the contact information that you can get in contact with me. There's also my Facebook, Carola Sand, Life Force Energy Transmissions. You can also see that.
Powerful. That's powerful. Well, thank you so much for being here on The Edge with us all the way from Helsinki, Finland. I don't know when I'm going to get there, but when I get there, I'm going to look you up and see if we can get together and have tea or coffee or whatever wonderful things and refreshments that you offer there in your country. Thank you so much for being here today with me and my brains on the edge.
Thank you.
Brains, right here. I want you to go back and listen and subscribe to YouTube, to the Blog Talk Radio, to Spotify. You can find us on LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, all over the world. We are in Helsinki, Finland right now, Brains, and she is in San Diego, California. Thank you so much again, and I want all of you to raise your frequency, to be open to different modalities, to learn. It may work for you, it may not, but if you don't have the information, you'll never gain the power. Thank you so much again, and come back, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye, Brains.